This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a better than even chance that once all the votes are counted tomorrow night, we are still not going to know who won the Senate. Runoffs appear likely, if not nearly certain, in Georgia and Louisiana at least. And you know what that means, right? Yeah, more political journalism. Can't get enough of that. Also, more straight politicking, and not just by candidates and parties either. 2014 so far has been the year that super PACs and political nonprofits and their money have moved fully in on turf that used to be reserved for the party apparatus. And not just advertising, but organizing and political messaging as well. Marketplace's David Gura explains what that is going to mean near term.
A super PAC called Next Gen Climate Action is bankrolled by billionaire Tom Steyer, and it's spent more than $5 million in Iowa alone. Some of that money has paid for ads.
What happens behind closed doors at a Koch-funded retreat? An Iowa Senate seat is on the auction block.
But Josh Friday, the group's chief operating officer, says most of it has gone toward field efforts.
We've really made a big effort to focus our resources into building grassroots infrastructure on the ground.
Steve Grubbs is a Republican political consultant based in Iowa, and he says other outside groups have been doing the same thing.
The job of campaigns and candidates has largely been outsourced.
Grubbs is the CEO of Victory Enterprises.
When I was state party chairman at the Republican Party of Iowa, all of the vote-by-mail or absentee ballot programs and get out the vote were generated through the state parties, maybe some of the candidate committees or local parties.
These days, super PACs and nonprofits do that kind of work, and some of them take the lead. Outside groups are building huge databases, and they're developing new tools to target voters.
I do think if I were chair of a party, I would have some significant concerns about it.
What's caused this, Grubbs argues, is candidates and state parties can't compete. There are restrictions on how much they can raise and how much they can spend. That's not the case for a group like Americans for Prosperity, a conservative nonprofit that spent $500,000 in Iowa. But Scott Brennan, the chair of the Iowa Democratic Party, says he's never run into anyone from any of the big outside groups, including Americans for Prosperity.
I'm sure AFP is not targeting the same people that the Iowa Democratic Party is targeting. But the bottom line is that, you know, they're not an enormous presence here.
Tim Hagel is a political science professor at the University of Iowa, who's on a lot of mailing lists, including Americans for Prosperities. And he opens up a message from Mark Lucas, the group's state director, bragging about its ground game.
I'm reading from his email. 35 paid staff in 5 field offices knocked on over 100,000 doors this year.
Hagel wonders what the growth of super PACs and nonprofits portends for parties.
So you do have to be careful of the downside to relying too heavily on some kind of outside group.
Parties could get rusty, he says. They could find themselves outmatched. Jim Nicholson used to chair the Republican National Committee. He says what worries him is parties have lost control of the message.
They, whoever they are, can do and say, you know, whatever they want.
Nicholson is from Colorado, where $67 million worth of outside money has flowed into the state's Senate race. Seth Maskett chairs the political science department at the University of Denver. He says the ads are pretty constant.
My impression is that most voters can't necessarily distinguish between an ad run by a candidate and one run by some unaffiliated interest group.
The race for governor in Colorado is also tight, and it illustrates Maskett's point beautifully. The two candidates agreed not to go negative, but that doesn't mean voters haven't been inundated with attack ads.
And don't forget, the John Hickenlooper comes with additional costs. There's a bad economy.
We can't give Bob Beaupre the power to be governor. Beaupre threatened to ban abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. And
if Maskett says we're witnessing politics evolve.
All these different groups are essentially part of a larger party network or an informal party.
Even if they can't coordinate, parties and sympathetic outside groups are on the same page. And there may be an upside to all this money being spent on getting out the vote. More Americans may vote. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.